Port Moody needs a new library. And the city's mayor says the wheels may already be in motion to help make it happen. On Tuesday, May 9, Library Board Chair Daphne Herberts told Council Port Moody's library has fallen behind facilities and programming available in other cities of comparable size across BC. "There's not enough room for all the materials residents want," she said in a five-minute delegation prior to the commencement of Council's regular meeting May 9. "Many services can't be provided like makerspaces. There's limited space for lending collections, there's no computer labs or meeting rooms. It means we're unable to experiment or innovate like other libraries." But in subsequent discussion by councillors, Mayor Megan Lotte hinted low-level discussions about a new library are already happening. "I'm a huge supporter of the library," she said. "Hopefully we can get moving on this initiative." Herbert said since the current library in the Civic Complex opened in 1995, it hasn't been able to keep pace with the city's growth. In fact, a consultant's report in 2017 recommended it expand from 12,500 to 42,500 square feet to meet the community's needs. "Several plans over the years to expand the library or even build a new one haven't gone anywhere," Herbert said. Those include Council's approval in 2006 of a library building expansion committee and subsequent approval the next year of a concept statement to realize its expansion. In 2008, a budget for a library building project was part of the city's five-year capital plan, but 2 years later it was removed. "There is considerable history," Herbert said. "And with Port Moody on the leading edge of considerable growth anticipated in the next 10 to 20 years, the pressure on the library's current facility is only going to increase," said its director, Mark Saunders. "We need more space rather than just keeping with the status quo," he said. Herbert said the city has a golden opportunity to build a new library on the property at the corner of Ioco Road and Murray Street that was once occupied by the old fire hall prior to the opening of the adjacent new fire hall in 2014. But an effort in 2018 to amend Port Moody's official community plan and zoning bylaws that would have paved the way for the property to be sold for development into a high-density neighborhood that could have included space for a new library as well as seniors' housing and commercial space stalled. Later that year, voters in the city rejected the idea of selling the property for development in a special referendum question included on civic election ballots. Herbert said the old fire hall property is centrally located and large enough to accommodate a library that would serve the community for years to come. She said the library board isn't interested in getting a second branch as that would only increase its costs, nor is it keen to move the library elsewhere in the city. Several councillors expressed support. "It is your time," said Count. Diana Dilworth. "I think this is really important," echoed Cown. Amy Lubick, who successfully proposed a motion that discussions about a new library continue at Council's Strategic Planning Committee. Cown. Kyla Knoll said Herbert's and Saunders' presentation had won her over. "This was not something that was ever at the top of my list for need to have give our fiscal restraints," she said. "I think you've changed my mind tonight." Sound off. Is it time for Port Moody to get a new library? Where should it go? Write us a letter to the editor to share your thoughts. Be sure to include your full name and city of residence.